In the event of an automobile accident, there is a chance that a doctor and lawyer are already on the scene. A new study by Quality Planning Control ranked the 40 occupations that are most likely to be involved in automobile accidents and the 40 most likely to get caught speeding. Doctors and lawyers ranked second and third in the top five most crash-prone occupations. Architects, real estate agents, and students rounded out the list. To try and explore why, we turn now to Dr. Daniel Finnegan, president and founder of Quality Planning Corporation, who joins us from San Francisco. Dr. Finnegan, thanks for being with us.
I'm very pleased to be here.
Now, why are these highly educated professionals making such rotten drivers? Are they on their cell phones?
I think on different occupations, you need different explanations. Mm-hmm. For doctors, AMA explained it as being a function of very long hours and stress. Lawyers, I'm not sure. I have to tell you, the first person to ask about lawyers, everybody else just says, why, of course, because it fits consistent with the aggressive image people have of lawyers. In some ways, you wouldn't have expected these professions to be near the top because they fall in groups that insurance companies normally think of as having low risk. They have higher than average income, which lowers risk as a whole, and they have high marriage rates, which tends to be associated with low risk.
The most curious entry, at first blush to me, was architects.
That was for us, too. But just yesterday, an insurance executive explained to us, he said, I'm not at all surprised. My dad's an architect. He's a horrible driver. Everywhere he goes, he's always looking at the buildings and the landscaping and completely distracted.
Can you generalize about what occupations seem to have the safest drivers?
You have to use different metrics for different ones, like farmers are very low. And a lot of that has to do with the situation in which they drive. Mm-hmm. When I go home from downtown San Francisco across town, I have a much bigger obstacle course than going across Nebraska.
Yeah.
Others, such as pilots, tend to be very low on accidents. Mm-hmm. And we speculate that that has a lot to do with the temperament and how they're used to flying their planes with great concern with safety and procedure. So you really have to understand each of the occupations by itself. You might want to talk to your people on Car Talk. They might be much more expert in this than I am.
Oh, we'd do anything to avoid talking to Tom and Ray. We never get them off. They're welcome on our show anytime. I hope they know that, and I hope they don't hear this. Dr. Finnegan, thank you very much.
Well, it's a pleasure being on your show.
Daniel Finnegan, who's president and founder of the insurance research firm Quality Planning Corporation, speaking from San Francisco.